He died in the year following the revolt of Egypt and the matters here related, after having reigned in all 36 years, leading the revolted Egyptians and the Athenians alike unpunished. At his death, the kingdom passed to his son Xerxes. Now Xerxes, on first mounting the throne, was coldly disposed towards the Grecian war, and made it his business to collect an army against Egypt. But Mardonius, the son of Gobryas, who was at the court and had more influence with him than any of the other Persians, being his own cousin, the child of a sister of Darius, plied him with discourses like the following. "Master, it is not fitting that they of Athens escape scot-free after doing the Persians such great injury. Complete the work which thou hast now in hand, and then, when the pride of Egypt is brought low, lead an army against Athens. So shalt thou thyself have good report among men, and others shall fear hereafter to attack thy country." Thus far it was of vengeance that he spoke, but sometimes he would vary the theme and observe, by the way, that Europe was a wondrous beautiful region, rich in all kinds of cultivated trees and the soil excellent. No one, save the king, was worthy to own such a land. All this he said because he longed.